Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Legos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we've got our actual normal, loosely.
When's the last time you were here?
I haven't been in the studio in a long time.
It's at least a month.
I'm very happy
at least
be here.
A month.
It is at least a month.
I bet all your fans who are watching are really happy.
Very happy that you're back.
Yes, I'm sure the two fans that I have are
Mark and Jolie.
Anyway, we've got Kathy Houston here, editor of Advantages. You're going to wow us with a lot of presentation tips, aren't you, Kathy?
I am always ready to wow.
All right.
Ready
Andy
to
Cohn,
wow.
Andy Cohn, editor of Counselor, is here. Andy, you've got some hot industry news you're going to give us
I
in
do.
A few minutes.
Breaking.
Breaking news. Joe Haley, everybody's favorite managing editor, is here. Joe is sad because a fish that he had been training.
Hooper.
Hooper. Died.
Did.
Tell us a little bit about the.
Thanks for the sympathy. There.
Down with the fishes.
What were you training Hooper to do, Joe?
Swim through hoops and through tunnels and shoot
and play dead.
Balls.
And yet, it didn't get that far, did it?
You're so cold.
The relationship ended before.
You're as cold as my fish is.
The true training could be.
Well, we're sorry to hear that.
Well, thank you, thank you. We had a little private ceremony in stall number two.
Michelle Bell, Hi. Editor of Supplier Global Resources, here. How are you, Michelle?
I'm super. Thank you.
What are you tweeting about right now on your BlackBerry?
She can't say.
Quick, make it up.
About our show and how great it is.
Okay, great. And Craig Veltri is manning the tech booth with those wonderful sound effects. Vinny Driscoll is going to be answering your phone calls if you want to hear Vinny's voice. Call us at 215-953-4979. Today's topic is how to have better presentations. If you have any questions related to presentations for clients or anything else you want to talk to us about, give us a call, 215-953-4979. Joe, if we put you on the air, what are we going to give you?
$25 Visa gift card.
How about that?
Yeah.
Tell us what else is on tap.
All right. We're going to give highlights of last week's ASI show in New York. We have 10 markets, new markets to target. Michelle's going to look at that. Women in sales, what they do differently. Kathy has the inside story
there.
They
just rock.
Well, 5 common money mistakes small businesses make. Kathy has that story as well. We also have our favorite things, a weird Seattle Mariners promo, and a lot more. But we're going to start it off with industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with breaking news. Counselor has learned that Quentin Wentworth, who was general manager of Bick and Norwood, has left the company. No immediate replacement will be named, the company said told Counselor this morning. Check out Promogram today for details. Difficult news now for another supplier. Food and gift provider Harry and David filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection yesterday. The company says it will be continuing its operations business as usual. It has also renegotiated lending agreements with its senior note holders to reduce its $200 million in debt. Harry and David expects to emerge from bankruptcy by the middle of 2011. Top 40 supplier news now. Broder Brothers experienced a 12% increase in revenues in 2010. While its gross profit jumped by 26%, the company's sales, which reached nearly $800 million in 2010, also saw a jump in market share. As Broder said, the overall imprintable activewear market grew by only 6% last year. Check out Promogram today for a full report. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe, what are you showing off today?
We got some cool new products, especially a banner backpack. You got to see it.
Why do you always do that thing with your banner little backpack. Bicep?
I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go. I'm raring to go.
He is flexing his Joe Show muscles.
Teeny little muscle.
All right. Well, last week, many of us were at ASI New York, where there was a lot going on there. Full slate of education classes, and, of course, it was a great show. Andy, what was your highlight of the show?
I had a couple. My probably number one highlight was the speed networking event that we had. That was
first
really cool.
First ever industry speed networking event at a show.
Yeah, we've done it at the Power Summit the past few years, and we moved it to the show this year. And it was like a keynote session in the morning on Thursday, I believe. The days all run together. But, there were 100 or so people in the room, and they were all, you know, split between suppliers and distributors, and suppliers and distributors could meet, you know, many of each other within a 3-minute span. So it was 3 minutes, bell would ring, you'd move one seat to your left and then meet the next person and talk for 3 minutes. And there was topics that people could talk about, little cards on the tables that could spur conversation, and also some questions on the big screen. And it was just really cool. Lots of activity, and Joe and I did a video from there and caught some of the action. So it was very, very good event.
It was very successful. You know, we're going to do it again in San Diego in May. So if you missed out and mean, what a great way to meet, what, 20, 30 contacts in just, you know, under an hour.
Yeah, it was great. There was just a lot of energy in the room for 8:30 in the morning, which is early, obviously. But, you know, everybody had business cards. They were handing them out to each other and taking notes on what they could do for each other. Suppliers trying to figure out, you know, how they could help distributors, and distributors just trying to learn, you know, trying to figure out what they could do to expand their own sales.
My favorite part of the show, on Education Day, we had a social networking session taught by Jay Wilkinson, who's awesome. He gives you tons and tons of tips, you know, and shortcuts and ways to position yourself on Facebook and Twitter and different sites that you have that are new to you. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got all kinds of tricks up his sleeve. He's actually going to do a longer social networking boot camp in San Diego in May, so you won't want to miss that. Joe, what was your favorite part of the show?
Besides Hooper.
The amount of media attention that the industry got on the heels of the just-released Promoman video that was sent to the media in New York City, one of the largest news outlets in the world. And I was able to escort Promoman to a TV station where they just absolutely love the products that the industry offers, that people can put their logos on. Plus, we had some print media show up.
Fortune Magazine was there talking to a lot of execs.
So really interested in what this, you know, industry is doing, you know, how they're operating, the health of it, you know, the cost effectiveness of, you know, promotional products. So it's good for the industry, and I liked it.
Definitely. My favorite part of the show was that all you guys were there.
Me too.
I'm sure it was. All right, guys, we have some callers on the phone already. Today we're going to people are going to be asking questions about how to give better presentations. If we put you on the air, we'll give you a $25 Visa gift card. Call us at 215-953-4979, and on line one we have Renee. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. What's your question?
Well, I've noticed lately that when I'm presenting to a room of people, a few of them are checking their emails on their BlackBerries, and that's pretty annoying. So I'm wondering how I can better hold their attention.
Kind of like Michelle right now.
Don't you hate that?
I do.
Kath, Advantage just did a big story on...
Yeah, big story on pumping up your presentation. And actually, the prep technique to keep your audience from falling asleep or to be checking their BlackBerries or zoning out. Practice some great ways to pump up your energy in your audience. Whether it's a game or a great story, keep one technique tucked away in your back pocket to use during those moments when the audience starts drifting away. So, you know, you have to have something in your back pocket to pull out and get them pumped. And also, we provided some fun ways to pump up your presentation as well. And if you get the audience engaged, obviously they're not going to be checking their BlackBerries and they're not going to be falling asleep. So right off the bat, bring donuts and coffee in a donut box and print it with your information, and take it a step further and give each team member that you're presenting to an imprinted coffee mug. So then, you know, you get them involved with that, and give each person you present to a pen and notepad and print it with your contact info so they can take notes during a meeting. And most importantly, I think this will keep everybody involved. Award a $25 gift card to the first person who correctly answers a question about something you mentioned your presentation.
Yeah, that's a great one.
And Joe mentioned the Promoman video. You can start your presentation with a funny or engaging video about promotional products. The Promoman video would be great to show your clients at the beginning of your presentation. You can find that on our YouTube channel.
Sure. And speaking of games and things like that, I was just at my daughter's middle school orientation, and that principal did that. It was a two-hour presentation, which you think would be deathly boring.
Yeah.
But every 5 minutes or 10 minutes or so, he'd play this Family Feud music and ask a question. And he gave a cookie from the cafeteria to the winner. And, of course, I won a cookie.
Of course you did.
But everybody, all the parents were, like, giggling and, like, wanting to win, and it totally worked.
Yeah, so that keeps everybody involved. You have to get them engaged.
You know what else I've also seen work in those kinds of things is to roam around the room and kind of, you know, walk by the person who's, you know, doing the BlackBerry and look at them and ask them a question.
Yeah.
That's effective.
It puts them on the spot, and then they won't do it again.
That's what teachers would do, you know, walk by. Right. And they, like, touch you on the shoulder as they walk by. Yeah. All good tactics. All right.
At the Catholic school, they throw erasers at you.
Or hammers, in my case.
Well, Renee, I hope that gives you some good ideas. Please stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Thanks.
If our audience members have any other good ideas, call us, 215-953-4979. We'd love to hear any advice you have for Renee. On line two, we have Christine. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, what's your question?
Well, I'm looking for ways how I can jazz up my presentations. They're not bad, but they're just not show-stopping or particularly memorable. I was looking for some ways that I can maybe add some extra pizzazz to them.
Dave Vagnoni always gives out food at his presentations.
Yeah, candy.
That's a great
candy,
idea.
He does, you know.
Well, he'll ask trivia questions.
As prizes, though.
As prizes. Yeah. But, you know, he'll do that throughout the course of the presentation, not just at the very end. And he brings foods that are local to our area.
That's
he brings tasty cakes and Goldberg's peanut chew, so things that are local to the Philadelphia area.
Or bring something that's local to their area. Mm-hmm. If you're presenting out of town, bring something, an imprinted food item from their
in
area.
In Florida, he threw out oranges.
Oranges, yeah.
Like there, threw
you,
them out to
there
the
you
crowd.
Go.
That's a good idea. Andy, how do you pep up your presentations?
Well, you know, we had Wayne Brady on the show a few weeks ago, and he talked about the importance of just being energetic and being fun, you know, and I think that those two things are vital to any presentation, not just a sales call or anything you do, but anytime you're speaking to any audience, you know, that kind of energy, take a little 5-hour energy drink or something right before that, but you have to be as energetic and enthusiastic as possible, because the audience and whoever you're talking to is going to thrive off of your energy. So, you know, when I'm speaking, I try to be as energetic as possible and just be as enthusiastic about the subject as you can be. You know, to be that way, you have to do your research up front. So it gives you sort of knowledge and information, but that'll give you the ammunition to be enthusiastic about it.
And you know who's the master of being energetic at a presentation? Think about it, who we've had as keynotes.
Tony Robbins,
obviously. Yeah. And he goes through a whole, I mean, it's bizarre, but a whole backstage ritual to get ready. He does, you know, these kind of Tai Chi moves. He's got ice water.
So does Andy.
Well, I know.
I do a little Tai Chi.
He's got ice water, towels wrapped in ice water, and he splashes them on his face, and he does these
and
exercises.
He's ridiculous.
And
but
he comes out.
It's a good point.
No, and he's got, you've seen it. I mean, he's spoken in our shows twice. He comes out and gets everyone so incredibly pumped up.
Yeah, it's like 7:30 in the morning, and he is
and they're
jumping
on their feet,
around the
yelling.
Stage. And, and it's because he fired himself up beforehand. And that's not going to work for everybody because it's not your style. But the point is that do something beforehand to get your energy up.
I think it's important to bring samples into a room. I think that you can only hold people for so long, but people love to see and touch and feel what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, and especially if you're presenting apparel, wear the apparel and bring a sample for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yep.
We have a Facebook question related to this topic from Joanne Canada. She says, do you think it's worth the money to have speaking seminars for employees to practice their presentation skills?
Absolutely.
What do you guys think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Absolutely, you know. I mean, a lot of people aren't used to getting in front of a room of people and giving a presentation or speaking, you know, and finding like an intro, a middle part, and, you know, and how do we get out of this and setting up the PowerPoint. So, you know, we do it here with our speakers club, and
I find that
very beneficial.
I think it can be beneficial, but if you don't have a lot of money, then it might not be something you want to do immediately. But like we set up, we don't. You know, we don't pay anything for the speakers club. We just do it internally.
Yeah, it's like a Toastmasters type club where whoever wants to can come once a month to a meeting and we have little exercises.
Right, and people give advice on what they would do.
Oh,
so maybe that's something that you can do. I think that any kind of training you can do is good. If it's, you know, if you're a really small company and you can't necessarily afford the outside consultant to come in, then, you know, try to do it yourself.
It's really about practice in front of each other.
Right.
Even like little local community colleges have classes like that, you know, on weekends at night for like $50. Mm-hmm. It may be two classes that you
Right.
Carnegie Mellon does them, you know, those speaking seminars. But you look at PowerPoints like, oh, it's pretty easy to do. When you have to sit down and put a PowerPoint together.
It is easy to do.
Yeah, I struggle with it sometimes. It's like, you know, with the order to put it in and what, you know, the language used up there.
You know, PowerPoint's not the end-all be-all anyway.
No,
it's
I'm not.
A fan, honestly.
And you shouldn't rely on PowerPoint.
Yes.
Definitely
rely on
not.
Your own skills.
Your own charisma.
All right. We have another call. Now, this is not on this topic, but another Facebook question from Sally Daniel Anderson. Her question is, how about ways for distributors to beat online retailers, especially when customers just Google everything and try to find your product cheaper? Andy, how would you handle this problem?
Well, what's the problem?
She's having to compete
I'm not
with
sure
online
what the question
retailers.
Is. Oh, she's having
when
to
her
compete.
Customers
okay.
are Googling everybody to find her product cheaper.
Well, I mean, that is a common problem today. Distributors say that they're in biggest competition is that exactly, you know, low-cost competitors online. I think that you differentiate yourself with the service that you provide. You know, if you become a kind of commodity purveyor, which those online companies are, then you have to do a tremendous amount of volume to make up for the margin that you've lost. So that's not a game that I would necessarily play. If your clients are just Googling for pens, promotional pens, or
Googling
imprinted
for
pens.
Dollars.
Yeah, if they're Googling for dollars, as you say,
you're not getting the creativity when you buy online. Right. You're not getting the backup support.
And you know there are some clients that want that. That just they know exactly what they want and they're willing to pay the lowest price for it. They're probably going to get the lowest quality product as well, but that's a different
and not the service topic and not the fun subject. Interaction with you.
The
you know,
fun interaction
that's
with
right.
you.
I mean, get in front of them and build a relationship and let them know how fun you are to work with.
Right. Find out what their needs are and try to come up with plans that they're not necessarily just Googling for. You know, promotional plans that solve their marketing objectives and not just we need to get a, you know, a promotional product in here for our next trade show. Like that's something they could probably pay the lowest amount for. But, you know, if it's part of an integrated plan that you provide them, then that's a little more value that you can offer.
Absolutely. Well, thank you to Joanne and Sally for sending us your Facebook questions, and they'll be getting $25 Visa gift cards as well. We have another caller on line one, Chris, who wants to talk about presentations. Good morning, Chris.
Hi.
Hi there.
We're trying to change things up a little bit here, and we're thinking of maybe putting some video presentations on our website. I believe Sanmar has some vendor or supplier presentations or videos that we can connect to our website. That's a new move for us, and I'm just curious to know what your thoughts are on that. And if we were to do that, how often would you change those up?
What do you think, Joe? You're our video guy.
Oh, I'd say absolutely do it. I mean, it's another way for you to touch your clients and be in front of your clients. I would do it once a week. Send it out in an e-newsletter once a week. Post it to a YouTube site. You can create your own channel. It costs you absolutely no money. If you go to the YouTube.com/ASI Central, the Joe Show goes up twice a week. I have an end buyer version that you're more than welcome to take the link for that and embed it onto your website.
And tell us what the Joe Show is for people who don't know.
Wait, anybody? There's somebody out there that doesn't know?
The Joe Show is a short presentation of products that shows distributors the products, some of the functions of the products, and how they can promote them to certain clients. Not just, you know, here's a product, here's a coffee mug, but what type of programs or promotions it will work in. For the clients, so what clients might use them. Then I have an end buyer version that speaks directly to the end buyers of why they may want to use certain products in certain promotions.
And these are usually the newest products that you
newest can products,
find.
Yeah, that I can find. So, but if you're going to do your own, you know, videos, I say go for it. Buy a flip camera. It's not that expensive. It's not that difficult to do. You know, set aside a half hour each Monday morning. Maybe just start with just one product. You can upload it. You know, it'll take you a half hour of your time Monday morning. Once you get used to it, you know, it'll become very easy to do.
Right.
And, you know, Monday at 8:30, you're going to do this video, send it out to all your clients.
And even if you're going to do your own video, watch the Joe Show first for some great ideas and to see how Joe handles things and his market ideas and things like that.
I was just worried that, you know, I didn't want to take the human side out of it, and I'm just, that's something that's new for us, and I was, you know, wanted to figure out some way to balance it. But I, you know, looking at, you know, some of these things out there on YouTube and some of these other industries, you know, I think it's something that we are looking to try to get into and take advantage of those types of opportunities out there.
I don't think it takes the human side out of it. If you go into YouTube and Google, and YouTube, search for 4imprint. They have over 200 different videos. A lot of different people from within the company are there posting videos and stuff. It's one product. Their demonstrations are very effective. Mm-hmm. They're very good. And, you know, if it's you and your personality, I don't think the human element's taken out of it.
Yeah, I always like when I go on the supplier websites, too, and as soon as you click on their website, somebody from their company comes up and tells you about a product or their new product or whatever. That makes it actually more human.
Yeah, and if I were a distributor, I might not just talk about product, but I might talk about a case study and show the products that we're using in a case study because everyone likes to get ideas from them.
Right.
You can make them really funny, too. Like, Sweeta's videos are hilarious, and they've gotten a lot of bump in traffic because of that. So use humor.
All right. Well, good luck, Chris. I hope that helps you.
Thanks. Yep, it sure did.
Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Thanks for calling. We're going to pause now from commercial from today's sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, Kathy is going to give us 5 common money mistakes that small businesses make.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where we've been talking about great sales presentations. Now we're going to talk about money mistakes. that apparently a lot of businesses make. Kathy Houston has the scoop.
Yeah, and when you hear it, it kind of makes sense.
Hardcore music we went through there.
Wow.
Good work, Craig.
Okay. Anyway, number one is underestimating operating costs before you go into it. About a third of new business owners said they underestimated their monthly expenses, according to a recent survey by insurer Hiscox USA. While you remember the obvious expenses, you often forget related items that can quickly add up. For example, if you make a product, you also have to package it. If you have a company car, you also need to buy the auto insurance for it, right? And some people don't take that into consideration. Number two is underestimating startup costs. Nearly a fifth of small business owners said they didn't secure enough financing when they were starting out. One problem is that entrepreneurs are routinely too optimistic about how quickly sales will add up and how quickly their businesses will build. And they often believe that as soon as they close a sale, they'll have money. But you have to remember that people are sometimes late or take 30 to 60 days to pay. Okay, so estimating higher costs, lower revenue, and a longer time to viability may lead to a sum that might seem intimidating, and you might feel that the bank is more likely to turn you down. But above all, a banker wants to see a realistic plan, so be realistic in that. And the next thing, I think Joe touched on this recently, is mispricing products or services. New entrepreneurs often arrive at a price for their product or service by adding up their costs and adding on the margin they think they ought to make. But the approach is typically too simplistic and ignores important factors like market position and the real value of your product. So the bottom line is, before putting a price on a new product or service, decide how you'll position it. Will you be the low-cost mass market provider, create a high-priced premium or niche product, or offer a value product that combines reasonably good quality and relatively low price? So you should really use some kind of worksheet, like SCORE has great worksheets for small businesses to come up with your operating costs and estimate your price of your products and your services and things like that. But we'll put this article on our website at asicentral.com/radio, and it's by Entrepreneur.
I think there's a lot of good points in there. And the fact that most small businesses, I think, have no idea what their true operating costs are. They exist from week to week, month to month, year to year, hopefully, and don't take into account all of the costs that really go into running their business. And so it's we've talked about that in Counselor before as well, when it comes to figuring out what your true net profit margins are. It's not just your cost of goods for what you buy from suppliers. There's so many other costs. Even if you're just working out of your home,
that's probably a big problem. People work out of their home, think, I'm working out of my home, I don't have rent.
Exactly. It's just they're living day to day. But no, those are costs to your business, and you have to factor those in. You could price your services and your products accurately.
Talk to an accountant or a financial planner who also works with startup businesses, because they know everything that goes into it, too.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks, Kath. As you said, we're going to put that up on asicentral.com/radio. Michelle, everybody always wants to know what the hot new markets are that they should be targeting for their business. Why don't you give us a sneak peek today?
There are 10. We'll post them on our website at asicentral.com/radio. I'm only going to talk about three. The first is children's enrichment services. With school budget cuts happening more than ever, a burgeoning market is tutoring, helping kids do more academically, after school programs for kids. So you want to target that. Also, senior transition and relocation services. With the baby boomers moving to retirement communities and retirement homes, things like transportation and packing up and selling their belongings, that's a growing market. There are other small things like, this is just too weird for me, kids' beauty products and services. Believe it or not, tweens and teens are expected to spend more than $8.5 billion on grooming and beauty products.
Oh, I'm not surprised. That's weird, an 11-year-old though, who's shopping at Sephora. wants more expensive things than I have.
Another thing is handyman services. People aren't buying new anymore. They're repairing what they have. So you might want to target handymans who are going to need to reach out to and find new clients. Again, we're going to put all this on our website, but there are a lot of great information here.
And the other thing is, like, with people getting laid off and in the construction business and everything, I see handyman businesses popping up all over the place, like guys that are just starting their own businesses. So they're definitely going to need your help.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Now it is time to hear about our favorite things. These are the favorite product of the week for each of our editors. Kathy, what's your favorite thing for today?
Well, my favorite thing is the Turf and Tin from Specialty Candle Company.
Turf and Tin?
ASI 88591. And it's a 16-ounce tin container that comes with wheatgrass and soil, and you put it on your desk, and you water it every day, and you watch it grow. And it's great for, you can see it on our website, but it's great for landscaping companies, realtors, any kind of spring promotion.
Great Earth Day promotion.
Earth Day promotion, that's next week or a couple weeks. And plus, it's great for employees who like don't get out and have windowless offices. They get to experience a little bit of the outdoors during their workday. I think it just makes for a more pleasant environment.
Absolutely. All right, Andy Cohn, what's your favorite item of the week?
Did you say who did that?
Yes, I did. Okay.
Amazingly, mine are coloring books.
Because Andy likes to color.
You're so artsy.
Because I color a lot. These are educational coloring and activity books. And you can actually see pictures of all of our products here today online that Vinny posted on our website. So check those out. But these come from Coloring Book Solutions. That's ASI 45815. And these are some cool things because they can be really custom. So, a police department or a fire department that has, a lot of kids come and visit, they can customize these coloring books and almost create their own storylines with their own, made up characters and stuff. So there's a lot of cool things that the supplier can do as far as custom coloring books. And, education is a huge market, and this certainly fulfills that.
That's great. Joe, you're holding a football.
Football.
Is this your favorite thing?
This is. This is the cannonball. Throw it to Andy. Andy's going to hand
it off
back to me.
Ooh, I wonder what's inside of that.
Nothing's inside of it yet, but it has a twist-off top, and it is a can cooler. Okay.
Right. That's very morning-like.
Get it in there. Oh, there we go. Okay. And I put the top back on, and I'm at a football game, and I can't put the top back on. But it has the little base. You can so.
Oh,
there it is.
Awesome.
It's a different. It's great for tailgating events, pro
You're
football
not getting
teams
that out of there.
If we ever play this fall. Also good for high school sports.
Just stop trying.
It's never too early to start thinking ahead. So I know that there's
I know you're gonna start
fall
drinking.
Sports. I'm not going
to
start
never
drinking.
Never too early to start drinking ahead either.
Anyway, this is from Positive. You can actually have a catch with the football. It's from Positive Outcomes. Their ASI number 79043.
Very cool. Michelle, what's your favorite product of the week?
I have a ton of favorite products from this company. It's Steel Threads, and it's 89475. But the one thing I really like about them, they do metal. All their products are based in metal, and it's very kind of artsy products that would be great for the music industry or the youth market. But they do metal business cards, which I think are really cool.
That's
and they're
cool.
die cut as well that would really
that's
make you
stand
out.
That's right.
Absolutely. So you could go to their website at steelthreads.com.
All right, and you can check out all these products at asicentral.com/radio. Andy, a very important event for Counselor is coming up. Counselor Best Places to Work is right around the corner. What is
it? Yes, it's a program where we honor what we call the best places to work in the industry. And essentially, companies that enter have their employees fill out surveys about their management, about the company culture, about it's actually 37 different questions that measures the companies on these. And then we, from our outside research firm, receive scores about all the companies that participate. And it also, every company that is in the survey gets a report of how they did and shows you, maybe where there's some internal weak points, where you're thriving as far as company culture or motivation of employees is concerned, those kind of issues. It's all internal type issues. And so you get a report moving forward, which would cost you a lot on the outside, but it's free to enter. So it's a great program, and you can sign up now.
So when the results are tabulated, we take the top, 50 or 60?
Well, it depends on the scores, actually, because we'll have a cutoff on the scores. Last year, we actually had 75 companies that we honored.
So the highest scores get featured on a list in Counselor Magazine.
That's right.
It's not ranked, so
it is
you don't
ranked.
Know if – oh, it is ranked, 1 to 75.
1 to 75,
okay.
It is ranked.
Mm-hmm. Now, and, I know some people are concerned about participating because they worry if they get bad scores, will they be featured in the magazine? And the answer is no.
Yeah, there is no risk to participate. If your company does not do well for whatever reason, then it's just not part of, we don't list the companies that actually participated.
Right.
We only
but didn't
list
make it.
The
right.
winners, So
and the plus in that way is then you can still get the free report and
right.
see where you need to improve.
Yeah, you could get the free report.
Yeah, then you could
report.
Be on the best list
right.
next
and
year.
If you're on the best list, of course, then you get featured in Counselor Magazine and all kinds of accolades.
Yeah, it helped. Awesome. It helped a lot of companies over the past couple of years as they were, there was a lot of budget cuts and they were worried that that may have impacted their company culture and their employee motivation. And so they would get a report on, how employees were doing and how they were feeling about their outlook, and that would help them sort of moving forward.
Yeah, it's important to get on the list, and it's interesting how people use it because we had a focus group of Counselor readers recently asking what they liked or didn't like about the issue. They love the best place to work. work issue, which is in September. And one thing the distributors said they did is look at who the suppliers were on the list. And they would actually call the suppliers and talk to them and put them on a list of people they wanted to do business with.
Yeah,
so, you
great.
Know, there's a business reason for being on the list. I mean, besides, obviously, you know, finding great employees. I
Absolutely.
Mean, people look, I mean, they do. They look and they think, you know, if they treat their employees well, they're going to treat me well as a client.
Right.
And then other distributors look on it to benchmark themselves, even if, you know, they're a small company who, because I think there's a certain size you have to be to be.
Yeah, it's open to all suppliers and distributors with more than 10 employees, 10 or more employees. So you have to have at least 10.
Yeah. But even if you have, you know, one guy in the focus group had 8 employees and he still uses it to benchmark and get ideas and say, well, these guys have a great culture. What can I take from that?
And it has a lot of, it offers a lot of great ideas that don't cost a lot of money too for other companies.
Absolutely. When we end up profiling the top companies, they just have fantastic ideas on ways to motivate people and, you know, just company culture overall.
So how can people participate?
You can go to our website right now at asicentral.com. There's a link there that that you can nominate yourself. The nomination process runs through the end of April, and then the survey process runs through May. So as soon as you nominate, you'll get an email that says that you're in the program, and then you'll start the survey process beginning May 1st.
So bottom line, go and sign up right away at asicentral.com. Do it now. All right, we are out of time. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to today's show sponsor, I Promote You. And tune in same time, same place next week when Kathy Houston can regale us with her favorite things.
Oh, okay.